right, guys. Ugh, wow. Wow. Finale already. Not already. This is actually... It's been quite a trip. Entertain Us season 2 finale. I'm joined with Cassie, like always.
Hello.
And
hello, people.
Spades couldn't make it for the finale. God. So, I got a special guest, guys, just for the finale. She flew all the way from South Korea. That's right. If you hear the giggling, it's a girl next door.
Hi.
My sister. You want to say, girl next door, winner of a Voice Hollywood Music Award for Best Rap Performance of the Year.
Yes.
With me. She is, are you excited to start listening to Drock and Miss Voice of an Angel, Jenna?
Yes, I am very excited.
That's good. I'm glad you're excited. And Cassie.
Yes.
After this, we get badges. Shuri made us badges. Yes.
Yay.
I know. I'm like a badge whore. I do all this only for the badges. That's why I do
it. Badge whore.
Tonight, it's three parts. I asked the two finalists, Drock and Miss Voice of an Angel, to record themselves reading. The first part is record yourself reading a stand-up from one of your favorite comedians, like, do their material, and, you know, I'm going to be looking on, like, delivery and stuff, making sure that what they're reading is actually funny. You know, they should be picking funny ones. I don't know why they'd pick, you know, boring-ass thing for the finale. The second part is they have to choose a VH, a person from VH, and then write a little, like, date script about them, and then burst into a song. So that's going to be fun to listen to. And then the third part is they have to pick someone from VH and write like a diss about them. But it's like a wrestling promo type diss. Like imagine if you're on like WWE or something and you were like screaming, you know, saying how much you're going to kick their ass and stuff. So that's what the finale is going to consist of. Let's get on to the first one. It's going to be Drew Ox reading his stand-up comedian.
Cutest goddamn kitty cat, isn't he cute? God, I love him, they're so cute. They're even cute when they kill! Isn't he? Look, he's playing with a mouse! Bullshit! Mouse doesn't feel that way! They're cute, oh, he's so precious, just tearing the throat right out of that bird. Cute as can be. See, they kill, they like to kill something. That's what they want to do, that's why they act so nice. They want to go, yeah! Even when they're teeny, when they're just born. You take a baby that is a human, you take a baby dog and a baby cat and you attack all three of them, which I try never to do if I can help it, but you get three different results. You attack a baby, he cries. You attack a puppy, he cowers. You attack a kitty cat, he fights. One day old, they're looking for some shit. Ain't even got their eyes open, don't care about anything. Nasty little cute thing. Cute little nasty guy. Oh, they're wonderful. God love them. They're so physical. That's what's fun. They're so physical. They love to rub on you. They love to rub on you. If you got a leg and a cat, whew, you got a party. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I love this leg. Oh, boy. I'm rubbing on his leg. Oh, boy. If you got two legs, shit. Jubilee celebration time. Oh, boy. Two legs. Hot shit. I could do the figure eight. They love to do the figure eight. Oh, boy. I love to rub against his leg. They rub against your leg even though you're not even there yet. You might still be 50 feet down the hall. They see you coming. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Soon I'll be rubbing against his leg. They'll even walk sideways so they don't miss you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. They love it. They're so physical. You don't even have to pet a cat. Just put your hand over him and he'll do all the work. Oh, boy. Oh, you pet him. You ever pet a cat who's laying absolutely flat, but before you're, like, halfway finished, his ass is way up in the air? It's like you pressed the ass button or something. Isn't he a cute little... Holy shit! How did he do that? Then they jump on your chest and put their ass in your face. Here's my ass, Dad! Check this ass, huh? And while they show you their ass, they give you some of this shit. I say, get them off of me. Jesus, I hate that. I don't even know what it is. reason I don't like it. They look like they were just a bad drug. One other quality cats have, which I admire, cats don't accept blame. They don't embarrass at all. Cat does something wrong, you'd never know it by looking at him. Dog knocks over a lamp, you can tell who did it just by looking at the dog. Not the cat. The cat doesn't accept blame. The cat moves on to the next activity. What's that? Not me. Fuck that, I'm a cat. Something break? Ask the dog. Cat doesn't get embarrassed. You ever seen a cat race across a carpet and crash into a glass door? Oh, I meant that. That's exactly how I wanted that to look. Fucking meow. Fucking meow. Fucking meow. That's what they say when they get behind the couch. Cat's too proud to let you see him suffer. You look behind the couch, and you will see a cat recuperating from a domestic accident. They got little slings and walkers, you know. Tried to make the window from the lamp. Little kitty cat, goddamn kitty cat. Do you realize Hitler only had one ball? What do you think about a man with one ball? You think he has two strikes against him? Maybe he's got one ball and two strikes. Hitler only had one ball. A lot of people don't know that. They say, Hitler, jeez, he had a lot of balls. Nope. One.
Cassie, I'm making you go first. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. Fine. Well, first off, I actually have to start at the end. That was so random. It was like nearly like 4 minutes of cat talking about a cat. All of a sudden, Hitler has one ball or had one ball. Mm-hmm. Past tense. That was very wonderfully random and interesting and true. By the way,
I was wondering that was that true.
Yeah, it's true. Hitler only had one testicle. I forget why I learned about it in history class.
Yeah, pretty sure that's how picture taking like a history test. Hitler had two testicles, three no testicles, or D, all of the above. Man, what do they teach you over there?
That's the American South for you. Anyway, I was assuming from the title of the thing that it was George Carlin, but I'm not sure because I've never heard this before.
I know. Well, that's surprising because Cassie knows everything, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like some of it I found funny and some of it I didn't. And a lot of the parts I found funny were parts I thought, like, oh, my cats do that, too. That's...
Yeah, overall, I don't think I was entertained. It was, I don't know, there's so many good stand-up comedians out there. I wish Druox himself, he has a very, he reminds me of Jack Black. So I was like hoping he would do that, you know, because he could pull that off really well.
Yeah, I could hear him doing Jack Black, or who's that other comedian that's around that does comedy.
Comedy.
It's gonna drive me crazy that I can't remember the guy's name. Oh well, it'll drive me crazy. But sometime later on, we'll be like reviewing, you know, Miss Voice of an Angel. I'll be like, oh,
that's who it was. Jenna, how'd you like this for your first review?
Well, it just made me think of our cat. The whole time.
I was thinking of our cat, too.
Because we have a cat and a dog, and she pretty much blames everything on our dog.
The material was good. I agree with it. I just... I don't know. I wasn't laughing as much as I wanted to. I had very high expectations for this round, though. So, I wish you would have done Brian Regan. But he's my favorite comedian.
Yep.
Personally. But let's see how he did compared to Miss Voice of an Angel.
Hey ladies, do you ever notice that the way guys hit on us, it's specific to their ethnicity? Do you ever notice that? Like the black guy. He has to describe you when he hits on you. He's like, hey pink shirt, how you doing pink shirt? Yeah. Aye pink shirt, yeah. Ponytail, haha, ponytail, how you doing? What's up, Crutches? How you doing, Crutches? Yeah. And we all know the Mexican guy, right? He just calls out at you like you're an animal. Hey. One of my cousins tried to hit on this white girl one time, and she thought he was looking for his dog. She tried to help him out. Puppy! Here, puppy! I'm sorry, I didn't see which way he went. Oh! You were talking to me? Oh my god, Megan. He was talking to me. Hi! Hola! And the white guy hits on you too, but you never actually see him because he sends his friend to do it. You always get this random white guy who's like, hey, I got this buddy over there. Says you're pretty hot or caliente. Easy there, white guy. Watch your mouth. You don't even know what you're saying.
That was quick.
Yeah, that was a quick stop. This was a hard round. Like, I wonder how I would do on this round. I don't know. The three rounds for the finale I made were like rounds that I didn't want to make them like a whole round themselves, so they're like half rounds or rounds that didn't quite make it to the the big round drawing board. Yeah. What'd you think, Jenna?
Well, I was actually really interested, but it was just really short.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was longer, but like I was listening. Like I think the first one was the funniest.
Hey.
The first one was the funniest.
Hey, Crutches.
That's so true, though. Cause I go to a school like that here.
Yeah, I never, like, really had, like, Snore didn't really have that many black guys.
Nope.
But, yeah, Soul American.
Yeah.
Hey, what names can you think of?
I've gotten called Greenie because I had a green shirt on before.
Yo, Greenie.
Yeah, exactly like that. And I've actually had the Hispanic one too. And they're like,
okay, so you were able to relate to this. That's good.
That's why it interested me, because it's happened before.
What about you, Cassie? Got some cat calls? Oh yeah. I'm pretty.
Well.
Depends.
Well, I've never from the first list, but I have gotten my share of kissy noises and a mommy and.
Oh, I've never gotten any a mommies.
I hope not.
I hope no one called you mommy.
No, I never get any kissy noises. Man, no one likes me. What do you think of MVOA's performance?
I thought it was good, but I don't like Jenna. I like the first part of it. Just like I like the way she did it. She put a lot of good attitude into all of it. You know, but overall, go on.
Yeah, I put she had good energy, but I wanted more energy. Like she had good energy, but I always want more. Like. I wanted to go, like, crazy, like, you know, a lot more with it, you know? Yeah, this is a hard round. Let's get on to the next one. Next one is gonna be... Let's listen to MVOAA this time first.
Okay.
And it is going to be her serenade.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Pulling it up.
Oh, hi, Kenshin FFX. What's that? You spilled juice all over your shirt. Well... Baby, take off your coat. Take off your shoes. I'll take off.
You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. Go over there and turn on the lights. All the lights. Come back here. Stand on that chair.
That was rather abrupt.
I know.
Oh my.
That was a quick. She likes just ending them like, damn. You hear my snapping?
Snaps.
This, oh my god, when the music started, that was epic. I wrote. It was so funny. She's like, oh, Catching FX. You spilled juice all over yourself. I really liked that part. I don't know, Cassie, what'd you think?
Wait, isn't it your turn to go first?
That was my critique.
That was?
I'll probably add some stuff later.
I agree. It was pretty epic when the music started up, and I wish I knew who she was talking about.
Kenshin FX? Yeah. I've seen him around. I think he's a VAA guy more.
Yeah. Oh.
Thought I saw a birthday thread for him once this past year, so.
Once this past year.
What about you, Jenna?
I thought it was pretty funny when the music started. I liked when she was like, I'll take off your shoes.
Take
creepily.
I like how she like, take off that dress. Yes. Yeah, I like how she left that in. I was like, what the hell? He's wearing a dress.
I know.
This was good.
And the ending? Stand on that chair.
Stand on that chair.
And then it clicked. Like,
yep.
Let's, I wonder what happens next.
I know. Oh, speaking of timing, do you know both of our previous recordings for the critiques were the exact same time? I thought that was...
Really?
Yep. And I'm going to try and make this one the same time. Next up is Drew Ox with his serenade.
Okay. I gotta write this letter. I gotta do it. I've been procrastinating for months. But today is the day that I write this letter to Valkyrie Celeste. I need to write this letter to you, Valkyrie Celeste. And, okay. Oh, shit, sorry. I dropped my pencil. Don't know your name. That's smooth. That's smooth. You are just too good to be... Oh, jeez. Okay. Alright, hold on a sec. Okay. Okay. Too good to be true, right? That's okay. Can't take my eyes. You. That's a weak rhyme. I need more. Would be like. It's a nice place to go. I got it. Heaven. That's a good... That's... If that... Without shoes on... Whew, to the hell rhymes with you. That you can... I can't do. I can't, like, heaven to do. That's the wrong message. Touch. It has OU in it. I want to hold you so
dead, dead, dead. I love you, baby. And if it's quite alright, I need you, baby, to warm the lonely night. I love you, baby.
And your hair is amazing. Love. No, no, no. Too much. From. Ah, it's too casual. I know. Hyphen. Drew Ox. Fuck it! We'll do it live!
Yep. I like the hyphen part. I always do that on my stuff. Just like whatever, hyphen blackjack. And then I like the part at the end when he came back, and your hair is amazing.
Great.
I was actually worried listening to this. I brought up my Yahoo. I'm like, oh shit. Did I not specify enough that you were supposed to burst in the song? But then the song came up like right when I loaded it, so I was like, okay.
It scared me.
It scared Jenna. Oh, the song scared you when it popped in.
Yeah, that scared me.
I know. I kind of liked what he was going with it. I wish he would have done it sooner, the song part. Because when that song came in, that's when it like really, you know, that's when I really liked it. I do like his, you know, the script and the small cat, small talk and stuff. What'd you think, Jenna?
I liked how he was like acting like he was actually writing it right there, and
mm-hmm.
how he's like trying to choose what words are gonna sound right and stuff. Like that was funny. I liked it.
That was clever.
Of course, I liked the end. That was funny. And your hair is amazing.
Is that the key word I have to use like whenever I'm writing a note to a girl? And your hair is amazing. Cassie?
I was thoroughly entertained throughout the whole thing. Although I do agree that I wish the music had come sooner. I was kind of thinking like, wait, did he forget there was supposed to be music? And then all of a sudden, music!
Yeah. That was a surprise.
It was a surprise.
And it's so weird that it was a surprise when I'm like, I told him there needs to be a song, and the fact that there's a song and it surprised me, I think that's funny. It's my round, and I was still, I was surprised. Good job, Drew Ox. All right, so the last round for tonight, guys, of the Entertainers finale is going to be wrestling promos. They are going to talk about a VH member, how they're going to kick their butt and take their name and all that good jazz. We're going to listen to Drew Ox first this time. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go.